Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:42 in that Pacific Standard Time. And today was another very interesting day in markets. And usually we start off in Asia, but today by far the most important news is just the reversal, the intraday reversal of declines that happened on Wall Street in the last few hours of trading. Wall Street indices were down in the region of 1%. This morning, but finished out the day in positive territory. And that, you know, what we have right now is just highly correlated markets, so that gold was up $25 intraday but closed up only three. US treasuries were as high as almost, well, give or take about 168 and three quarters, but finished out closer to 166 in a bit. Then you had the just the stock market eking out this gain, but that sort of belies the kind of rally that we had in the banking sector, which was well off its lows in here today, and that's really quite positive news. And then in the oil market, well, oil prices, WTI was down around $30.56 this morning and finished out closer to 32 and a quarter. So then these are quite significant intraday changes, and that's the real news, because when you look at Europe, the vast majority of indices were down in excess of 1%, the Spanish index down in excess of 3%. Then you look at in the Asian region, the Nikkei was down, the Hang Seng was down, the Australian index was down over 2%, and in fact it was only the Thai and the Indonesian markets were in positive territory. And their relative strength isn't simply a standout feature today, because they've exhibited relative strength now, not just for today, but over the last few weeks. And that also coincides with the fact that their currencies have at least stopped going down. And that's particularly the case in Indonesia's case, because the central bank there has been intervening quite aggressively to support the currency, and I don't think that has seen any news at all, but Indonesia is beginning to start to turn up on lists of things that are actually up this year. The Wall Street Journal brought something out like that yesterday, and they were saying gold and lean hogs and the Indonesian currency are some of the only things that are in positive territory this year. So Indonesia might finally be beginning to get some recognition for some of the sacrifices that they have made in terms of implementing reform over the last few years, and not least since Widodo was elected. He was unfortunate to come in at just the time when oil prices were deteriorating, and yes, Indonesia imports oil, but it's still also a very large producer of oil and gas. So and indeed commodities, and of course commodities fell in line and have been falling for the last 4 or 5 years. So that really took a toll on Indonesia and its currency, and things may now beginning to start to turn around there. Well, then when we look elsewhere, oil prices continue to look like they have found a low of at least near-term and potentially even medium-term significance. And today's move in Brent crude almost totally unwinds the decline that was posted yesterday. And then we have a higher reaction low now. So then when you see that something has accelerated lower, and then you have this peak of bearishness, or the nadir of bearishness, and then you start to see news continuing to deteriorate, but the price action starting to improve, well, that begins to tell you something. It's that people are talking their books, people are very bearish, there are short positions out there, people have already sold, people that have taken losses or feel or fear that they may have sold at the bottom. The last thing that they want to see from a psychological perspective is for prices to rally from above where they sold. So they're psychologically or emotionally invested in the bearish case, and it's looking increasingly likely that oil prices have bottomed. And even in the case of something like Chesapeake Energy, where that price has accelerated lower, and the bond yields had moved out to really quite incredibly high levels, that the fact that it has been able to raise more money than it had expected runs completely against the grain of the kind of very bearish expectations that have been out there. And it suggests too that yes, energy has got some incredible challenges at the current price level, and the number of layoffs, the reduction in capex, basically the fact that they've just stopped drilling, that they all represent really very large issues for highly leveraged businesses. But it also means that the excess of supply that the market is currently enduring is not a long-term phenomenon. And it's something that we've said, or at least I've said in almost every audio I've recorded, is that it doesn't matter just how low oil prices go, the far more important consideration is how far can they rally, because a lot of that unconventional supply starts to become economic when you get up towards the $60 area, and then they'll just turn the taps back on and they'll start drilling again. So we could be in a very rangy environment, but that range could be in the region of 100% from bottom to top. Well, with the banking sector rallying off its low in here today, that took some of the fear out of the market. And gold, having broken its medium-term downtrend, if you ignore every other consideration, then that is a very large move. That is something that breaks the medium-term bearish argument. And then really it is a question of how long is it going to consolidate and whether it's going to have a consolidation that will allow full mean reversion. Well, the fact that bank shares were off their lows in here today, and this could potentially be a higher reaction low, and would suggest that the argument for a reversionary rally for the banking sector has gained some credence in here today. Then it would have to sustain moves below today's lows to really indicate that this is going to get worse quickly. And if that's the case, then gold, having gone as high today as $1,253 and closing out closer to $1,230, is probably remaining within this process of consolidation following what had been a really impressive rally. Well, the gold shares are in a really quite a similar situation, that they had moved up really very aggressively, and the Gold Bugs Index was trading at close to and very briefly below 100 in mid-January, and closed out today at 165. And that's an impressive rally by any standards, and not least in 6 weeks. But it does suggest that there's a risk here of some consolidation, and perhaps what we could term a first step above the base beginning to form. But yes, gold has rallied on fear, and it has certainly attracted additional interest because so many bonds are trading at negative yields, which makes gold attractive purely by virtue of the fact that it doesn't pay any yield at all. And so you're picking up a relative positive carry. But perhaps more important than any of those is that the sentiment towards gold has improved considerably, because it has been able to demonstrate that it can offer a safe haven during a time of crisis or a time of increased anxiety. And that isn't really something that anyone was concerned about while prices were deteriorating, but it's something that people will have been reminded of over the last 6 or 7 weeks. And then people will begin to perhaps think that gold is something that they should have as part of a balanced portfolio. And that is perhaps the most compelling argument for why the medium-term downtrend for gold may be over, and we could potentially be in a new bull market environment. But at least we have some evidence that demand is beginning to come back in at progressively higher levels. And that's also beginning to be the case in some of the industrial metals and the commodity sector more generally. One thing that we just have to bear in mind is that the stock market has been rallying for almost 7 years. And then we know that we're not early. So when you start to see commodities coming off of incredibly depressed levels, that's generally speaking something that happens really quite late in the cycle. And there's two ways to think about it. It is either that we're late in the cycle, but also that the resources sector, both miners and energy companies, are some of the only sectors out there right now that are really cheap. And obviously there's a lot of bad news, because if there wasn't bad news, they wouldn't be cheap. And they are beginning to exhibit relative strength. And then, yes, it's a late in the cycle signal, but it also suggests that we could see a really quite an impressive rally, what we could consider an additionally impressive rally taking place in the resources sector. And then this process of consolidation that continues to unfold could be viewed as a potential entry opportunity in some of those in some of those shares that have got, you know, better fundamental cases for them. And I think with that, I'll leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.